Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Earned 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com. And coming with episode 2 of the 5 random questions. It's been a hot minute. I get that. It's been a little bit more than a hot minute since we did the first one, which was with Riley Mills. If you haven't checked that out, go ahead and do it. Definitely going to pick up the pace more. But this is definitely a series that is going to be something that we do, or that I do, throughout the entire offseason. So never fear. The first one's easy. Getting to the second one's hard. And I did a couple of OTRs in between. We're here. We're getting to the second one. I'm gonna try to flip flop back and forth between offense and defense. And the first one was one of my favorite players, and you know, a guy Notre Dame really wants to lean on, and that's, you know, Riley Mills on defense. So I was thrilled that he came back, and that was a big reason I wanted to start this. Like, oh, I want to talk about Riley Mills a little bit. So now we got to move on to number 2. And today we're going to talk about running back Jadarian Price, junior, which, man, time flies, junior running back Jadarian Price. Obviously, Price, you know, missed out on his first season with an injury. We were pretty excited about him. Then he got hurt, missed that season. And last year we saw a lot of flashes, but I was like, yeah, how many yards did he get? I mean, I really couldn't quite remember. And looking back and so like 272, and I'm like, man, really just 272? Like, I felt like there was more there. He also had 65 yards receiving and a touchdown there, 3 touchdowns on the ground. But for some reason, in my mind, if you would have asked me how many rushing yards that Price had last year, I would have said over 3. I would have said like 375, 380, so somewhere around there, just off the top of my head. And because I haven't gone over individual stats from last year all that much, which is a little unusual for me, but you know, here we are. So a little bit of a surprise, but with Audric Estime heading to the NFL, who did not have a really good 40 time, I'm sure we're going to talk about that on the full earned five-star podcast with my friends Jude and Brendan Sunday night for you Monday morning. But Notre Dame's going to need a lot of production out of Price in 2024, along with a couple of his running back room classmates. So let's get into it. Like I said, five random questions. I'm using a random question generator. This one is from the... I wonder if I should start switching up the generators, too. We'll see. We'll see how this one keeps going on, because I kind of like this. I get a rubber ducky in front of me. It's from the from Washington, from their faculty. Anyways, so random question generator. Here we go for number 24, Jadarian Price, junior running back. Do you have any nicknames? You know, with Price as a last name, you know, Price is right. There's all sorts of phrases you do, and you know, puns, and, you know, just a lot of different stuff with money, obviously. J.D. Price is just, is a good one, too. Like, shortened his first name down to J.D. from Jadarian, J.D. Price. So, I don't know. Like, nicknames, like, he has puns. He has... valuable puns because of the money thing. Number two, what are you a natural at? What is Jadarian? I mean, I'll tell you what. He has natural speed. For the type of injury he had, he could have and should have lost a step. And there was reports that he did in, you know, during fall camp. Like, yeah, I don't know. But the man had, was it a kickoff or punt, kickoff return for touchdown? He looked good. He looked very explosive. I am not concerned, like, in the least about his speed and his explosiveness. And that's the most natural thing you can get, right? Like, some people are just gifted with speed. And he has it. I don't know what that speed is. Probably a little bit better than a 4.7 240, but he's fast, man. He's naturally fast. And with those thighs, with, you know, with that body style, you know, it makes him a very powerful running back. I mean, that's a hard guy to bring down when you're packing that much heat, moving that fast. So what are you natural at? Speed. Pretty easy one so far. What's one of your favorite comfort foods? What would Jadarian Price's comfort food be? Now, the man's from Texas, from Denison, Texas, Denison High School. And Texas, there's all sorts of good stuff you can go with, right? I make it a personal battle against Texas on the show, of course, right? Like, I'm the big F you to Texas guy. To the state and to people from that state trying to make Texas be the greatest place on earth, then just go be your own country then, I suppose. But which sounds like some of them are trying again. But comfort food. There's lots of good food down there. I would bet that Jadarian Price's comfort food, I mean, it's got to be barbecue, right? Like, it's just a good barbecue tray. I mean, you got the spare ribs, you got some macaroni and cheese. Ah, man. And really, and some, you know, maybe some slaw. I don't know, is coleslaw a Texas thing down there with their barbecue? I don't know if that is or not, but it should be. I mean, I would never turn down coleslaw with barbecue, but yeah, you know, it's like, that's what put me in. I would bet, you know, if not, maybe he, tries to be, you know, he's trying to be a hero to the state with Whataburger. I don't know. Trying to act like Whataburger is the best thing around. We all know it's the Steak and Shake Frisco Melt. But anyways, comfort food might be that barbecue. I mean, He's Texas boy. Texas boy. These are, I mean, these are relatively, I'm waiting for like a bombshell here. What bends your mind every time you think about it? What bends my mind about Jadarian Price every time I think about it? Honestly, it goes back to that it looks like he didn't lose a step from his injury. I mean, he was out an entire season. And if he did lose a step, what a step that was. But he looked very explosive, very fast, very good on his cuts. I liked his running style a lot. And I know, you know, we rag a lot about how, you know, even though Estime got, you know, a bulk of the carries, as he should, in 2024, as he should have in 2024, you know, Price probably was owed a few more carries. And, you know, you could, whatever they got, whatever faith they have in Jabron Payne as a third down back or whatever, you know, we've questioned that, like, why, you know, Estime seems that guy to get that extra yard, that 1 yard. But I just, it bends my mind that Price just couldn't find a few more carries for him. It just felt like, and, you know, I guess I could say the same thing about Jeremiah Love. But I really like the way Price runs the football, getting him involved in the passing game. And, you know, just, it bends my mind that he just was not able to be used more. Especially, you know, when we were lacking in wide receiver production last year, really thought there'd be more. And, you know, not to totally trash Parker, you know, there was some interesting stuff used with the running backs in the passing game, but I just thought there was more to be used. So really what bends my mind is is that he just could not get more carries. And that, again, he just looked so good physically coming back from what I kind of felt was an injury that could have really set him back. Now you're looking at a junior year where he's only got a year worth of production in, and light at that. But, you know, he could blow up this year, head to the draft. You know, he's got some freshness to him. So, you know, obviously we'll see. Running back, so you would kind of expect, for the most part, a lot of them try to go. Granted, he doesn't have a whole lot of stats to back him up on that, but not sure that's the most important thing in the NFL draft. But I don't know. Let's see here. Pancakes or waffles? Pancakes versus waffles. This is, I mean, I always do the taco versus burrito, like, rubric, right? Like, this is my big standardized test to people. It's one question. It's taco versus burrito. I think I need to add this question to that. So I'm going to increase the chatter, but like pancakes versus waffles, that is a great question. I mean, it really depends. I mean, I think it depends more on the pancake than the waffle. I think you can get a lot of good waffles that are about the same. Pancakes, though, can be made so differently. I mean, I guess waffles can too, but I mean, just like, I don't like these super thick, giant pancakes. I don't. Like, you go to living in Northwest Ohio, go to get breakfast in the morning. You got to watch out for some of these restaurants trying to serve their quote unquote Amish pancakes, because it's literally like it's an entire like skillet pancake. I don't like that. That's not what I desire. And I know this is going to be terrible, right? This is going to like just be the worst thing in the world. But I think McDonald's pancakes are phenomenal. And I would, when I make pancakes at home, I try to replicate that as much as possible. Thin, lightly golden, just beautiful. Like you want to get it like three or four stacked on top. So you get that kind of like that cut texture into it. Yeah, I don't like the super thick pancakes. I think they're terrible. I would not recommend. Waffles, though, are interesting because, again, there's so many different things you can do to them. And they're excellent deliverers of syrup because of the squares. So they hold the syrup in there. And, you know, I mean, I know people like use pancakes as like as a bun, but, you know, like a McGriddle or whatever. But like waffles, like chicken and waffles, dude, that's a thing. It's delicious and it's fantastic. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many Waffle Houses are down in Texas. I'm gonna go ahead and say the waffles would be Price's choice. I think pancakes would be my choice. I think waffles would be Price's choice. It's a little more heartier. And again, like you're thinking about, honestly, well, the first thing I think about when I think about waffles anymore is, you know, chicken and waffles. And it's on so many menus now. And that is just a fantastic, you know, homey dinner. So, I don't know. I'm going to say Price is going to go for waffles. I would go for pancakes. And I'm not sure if this next question is number 5. I haven't been keeping track. I'm trying to keep these things kind of quick, you know, so I'm not ruining your entire, not taking up your entire day with this stuff. So let's get to another one here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Another comparison. Pirates or ninjas? So, pirate. I mean, what do people like about pirates? People like the vocabulary, right? They like the way a pirate talks. They like the freedom that a pirate has. They like, you know, kind of like that attitude of them against the world. The names are great. Names of the ships, names of the pirates. They're always on the move, and regardless of them being bad guys in history, in pop culture, pirates are kind of, you know, they're hot. They've been hot. People like a good pirate. Like, people like, this is the bad guy people like to root for. Ninjas. I mean, what do people like about ninjas? I mean, ninjas are kick ass. They are, people like that they can do multiple things. It is a. It seems like it is a specific skill set, and that is to attack, being unseen, use some badass weapons, just, you know, black's a color people like to like. I mean, you think of a ninja, right? You think, you say this dude's a ninja, he's got on black from head to toe, right? First thing you think of, I mean, even that emoji, I think it has that. And again, ninjas could be really bad dudes, but I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's just the thing. People like ninjas, so this is tough. Pirates and ninjas, again, I think me and Price would split on this. I'm going to go with pirates because I definitely can sign on to the middle finger in the air to everybody and anything, kind of a deal. But I think Price would go with ninjas, because I mean, again, ninjas kick ass. I mean, one ninja is worth about like 10 pirates, like in a fight. I would imagine. They just, I mean, it just feels like you go like, hey man, I got a pack of ninjas, just waiting on a dude. I mean, that's scary. I think you'd go with ninjas. I'll take pirates. What a crazy series this is. I just don't know how much, how I'm going to be able to do 83 more of these, but definitely gonna do the thing for you. So yeah, Jadarian Price, number 24. I really, really do hope that he has a great season. I think we're all kind of banking on that. I know, you know, Jeremiah Love's getting a little bit more of the fanfare, but I don't think for one second that they're not going to, this isn't going to be an estimate situation this year, where the focus is going to be on one guy. I think there's going to be more of a split call. And, you know, with Mike Denbrock coming in as the new offensive coordinator, it's going to be, what does he do with all these backs? I'm cool with it. I mean, I guess whatever Mike Denbrock decides, because he's been on a roll, would probably be the best option for us. But regardless, it might be tough sledding for the running backs, even with a light schedule like we have this year. Just basically a new offensive line across the board. I mean, returns inside a little bit, but, you know, new offensive tackles. You're going to have a brand new center. Ashton Craig's going to take over there, but Correll taking off for NC State. You know, even though Craig, you know, played in the bowl game, it's still like, hey, you know, there's some newness along the offensive line. So there might not be as big of or as many holes as there was in the recent past, but it's still a Notre Dame offensive line, right? Like, they still should have some dominating moments. Let's like get ourselves. So, all right. Well, I did the thing. Those were some 5 random questions about Notre Dame running back Jadarian Price. Hell yeah. Waffles, pancakes, pirates, ninjas, nicknames. We did what we could. So just a reminder, everybody out there, get on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that rating, leave a review. Any review that you leave, we will read word for word on the next Earn 5-Star podcast, which for the moment is kind of on a steady pace of Monday publishings. So look for that on Mondays, at some point on Monday. It's not, we'd like for them to be Monday morning, but that's not always the able to be the case. But sometime on Monday, the new Earn 5-Star podcast are being published. And I say that, and it's probably going to take a wicked turn where all of a sudden it's going to be scattered again. But we're trying to take care of what we can on this schedule wise. And that's it. You know, just watch Notre Dame when their senior night basketball game. That's good news. So, and Notre Dame baseball kicks some ass today. I'm pretty happy about it, but we will talk about that and much more, the NFL draft, and whatever else we can think of with Brendan and Jude on the next year in Five Star Podcast. Hopefully this bides you over till then. Thanks for listening, and as always, go Irish.